Everybody, welcome back to my podcast. This is called Going Through It, and basically I just talk about a bunch of random shit that I hope you guys enjoy. So without further ado, you will know by the title of this podcast, I'm going to talk about 2021 goals. Now, it might seem a little boring. These are my personal goals. I don't know, some people just call them resolutions. Some people make goals. It doesn't have to be a new year to make a goal either. I make goals all the time throughout the year. In my head, write them down, whatever. Goals are important to have. But in highlight of it being 2021, a lot of people were ready to get rid of 2020, start fresh. A lot happened in 2020. A lot happened for me personally, relationship-wise, financially, physically. A lot happened in 2020. So I just want to jump in and start with my 2021 goals. Granted, I don't think I'm going to share them all with you. This is every year I write in this notebook I have all of my goals for that I have for the year. And granted, most of the time, a lot of them come true. Not all of them are going to come true. You know, you set realistic ones, some kind of far-fetched. But you just try your best to do what you can and take this life we have and do something with it. So, this is my first year I had written probably... it looks like I've written maybe like 30. Normally I write maybe like 10 or so. I never limit myself. I just normally only come up with like 10 that embody things going on. But this year I was like, there's so much I want to do. I'm very inspired. I don't have school anymore. I'm out in the real world and I just want to make an impact and do a bunch of things and a bunch of income streams. And it's not even about the money for me really, but I just want to like make an impact, and I'm so passionate about so many other things that I really want to take this year 2021 to kind of kickstart and start making a bigger impact on the world. I've left a small footprint so far with the very small following I have, and of course there's tons of influencers and everyone's trying to make it in today's society and make it in the world and do things that are crazy and unique. And I think everyone has a story to tell also, and I'm not trying to be like everyone else in that sense, but in a way, like, we're all trying to do something more with our lives and to inspire others and to show who we are. And I want to try and be authentic. Rather be on this podcast, my YouTube channel, which is another thing I just want to mention. I've started a YouTube channel almost, I can't believe it, it's been almost 4 years ago. I only have like right under 300 subscribers, not very big. I was posting pretty consistently. I've had some times where I've taken a break, but this right now has been the longest I've ever been not posting on YouTube. I think it's almost been an entire year since I've posted, which is absolutely insane, considering YouTube was one of my huge passions. But last year, I got in a relationship, and I was finishing school, and COVID, and moving, and graduation, and all life just caught up with me, and I haven't posted. So that's one of my goals in 2021, is I'm definitely going to be posting on that channel. So for those of you who listen, who have seen my YouTube before, I am going to be back and posting. I don't really know what direction yet I want to go with my YouTube channel. It's kind of like this podcast. Like, I have so many different hobbies, it kind of goes every which way. But I do want to post on it and for you guys to see more of my life. So without further ado, let me go into some of these goals. Granted, I'm going to skip some that are maybe just personal that I don't want to share, or I just don't want to share them. But I am going to try and be authentic and share what I do have. The first one I have, I've actually had these on my goals for the last 3 years, is to get top surgery. For those of you listening who don't A, know what that is, or B, know me, I don't know if I mentioned on this podcast, but I am actually transgender. FTM, I was born a female. I am male though, and I've started my journey back in May 2018. I came out, and I've been on testosterone almost for 2 years now. I'm about to hit 2 years on the 21st of this month, so might be a special podcast for that. Not sure yet. 2 years. I don't know if I said 2 months for some reason, but 2 years. And Yeah, for the last 3 years though, since coming out, I've had these on my goals because all I can remember since I was a little kid was just wanting a flat chest and being able to be shirtless with my brother and stuff. I was always jealous of him, and I just want to be able to go to the beach comfortably, go swimming comfortably, wear a shirt, even in my house, like with my window open. Like, I feel weird being topless because I have boobs, you know? So, that's something that's always going to be on my goals list until it happens. And I'm really hoping 2021 is my year, because it's something I really, really want. And I've been trying to work hard for it, but life gets in the way. And financially, it's kind of expensive, even though some insurances do cover it. A lot of times you still have to cover a deductible, and that's still not cheap either. So, especially for someone just starting off fresh from college and isn't making a whole lot of money. So, for those of you who are listening and feel impelled or called upon to help me out, I do have a GoFundMe. I started one a while ago. I had a few donations, which are super nice. So I've made about $500, which definitely helps. Then something happened with that one. I had to start a new GoFundMe. So I do have a new GoFundMe out that it's been out for a few months that no one has donated to. So if anyone, literally a dollar would help. But that is on the top of my goals list because it's something that I really want to feel more myself in. Another goal I have is I want to gain 1 million TikTok followers. Don't know if any of you fellow TikTokers out there have similar goals, but TikTok's a really fun platform that a lot of people are on, and it is going to get more. What's the word? Like, I can't think of the word. Kind of what happened to YouTube, like over, not overpopulated, but I don't know. If anyone out there knows what word I'm talking about, that's what I'm talking about. I started making videos before it was even big, and then I just made a few and then gave up because I didn't really understand how to make them and all that, and I wish I would have stuck with it then. But I think I'm still on a good enough curve that I can still grow and be a TikToker, influencer, or whatever. But on all honesty, I started making YouTube videos 4 years ago, and I made videos when I was little, and I went to school for film, and I just love any sort of content creation, video making, and TikTok's just a fun way that you can do them quick, short, fast, like whatever I'm thinking. If I just want to do a little dance, I can do it. And it's not something I really like care so much about, like, oh, I need to like make hella money on this or like anything like that. I literally just do TikTok because I have fun with it, and I'm hoping at some point I can make some money with it because that would just be like a dream come true since it's something I just love to do. And I started going on lives, and those are really fun. I love talking to people, answering questions. So I was like, hey, I'm gonna put this on here. Get 1 million TikTok followers. I think it's totally possible. And yeah. Another goal I had for myself was I want to start a company and start selling merchandise. I'm not gonna go too in depth at this because I could make a whole episode just on this in general, but for those of you who know me or don't know me, I'm currently working for my family business, and I'm very thankful for it. And just because my grandpa started it like over 30 years ago, my dad runs it. Ever since I've been alive, it's been part of my life. And I don't know, like, I've just always had that entrepreneurial, like, business oriented, business minded mindset that I've just always wanted to make a company like myself. And I really want to do like clothing, merchandise, maybe hats, stuff like that. I don't really want to call it like merch because I want to make it like a brand, not really just like a merch, if anyone knows what I mean. But it's something I've always wanted to do, and I love, once again, I love my family business. I'm thankful for that, but it's not something I want to go over and take over. It's not really anything I'm passionate about. I'm thankful for the job now, to have a roof over my head and food in my stomach. But again, content creation, making videos, having different streams, making my own company is more what I want to do with my life, make an impact that I started, I created, I built from the ground up, that type of thing. I don't like being handed things. I'm thankful for what I have been given, and I've been given a lot of opportunities. but I don't want to be handed things like that. Like, I want to make a name for myself. So that's one of my goals. Let's see. I live in Florida, so I want to definitely go and travel and explore Florida, meet new people, get out of my comfort zone a little bit. I'm kind of introverted, so definitely want to get out there and be more introverted. I cracked myself up. I also made a goal for myself to read 12 books this year, so one book a month. I do like reading, but it's something I always just kind of put on the back burner. I've never been a strong reader. It's never been the highest on my priority list. I'd much rather be lazy and watch Netflix and all that, and I want to just be more productive, and reading is such a great way to enrich your mind and learn more. And I really enjoy business books, which is really good because that will, like, ultimately help me. But I also have some, like, fictional books that are just fun that I want to read as well, that I've always had that I've just never read. So I want to read 12 books this year. Fitness is another huge thing I love. I started my fitness journey right around probably about 2 years ago when I went on testosterone. I really started going to the gym, and I've noticed huge results. But I've never been fully, like, what's the word? Sorry, I keep saying, consistent. Like, I'll be, like, so consistent. Like, I'll be, like, I think in October I went, like, 25 times in the month of October. Or I'll go, like, a couple months going at least, like, 15 more a month workouts. And then I'll, like, miss a month. Or, like, December was crazy. I didn't even get a workout in December. And then one last summer my car broke, so I was out for another month. And I've just been, like, there's been times like that. So I really want to just be more consistent and go 5 times a week. I do love the gym. It's not hard for me. I don't even, like, drink pre-workout. I am trying supplements, and I am going to try pre-workout because I think I'm going to get better workouts that way, because sometimes my mind-muscle connection isn't quite there at my workouts. But I am really disciplined, which I'm thankful that I have discipline and that I go, because that's the hardest thing for people. They try and find motivation, and it's really just discipline. So thankfully, I'm really good at discipline, and I'll go to the gym, do what I need to do, and without any supplements or anything, which I'm proud of. Not that supplements are bad, I want to try them, but that's really hard to do if you ask a lot of people. So definitely gym and working out is on my list because I love fitness, and it's great for your mind and your body and everything. I want to start eating better fruits and vegetables and just gaining muscle, because I'm strong, but I haven't really gained a lot of mass or muscle. I'm still, like, a small guy, so definitely want to do that. Another goal I have for myself is I'm Christian, so I want to start going to church every Sunday. And I want to do Bible studies. And another goal of mine is I have a really good friend I went to school with. Her name is Kaylin. If you follow my TikTok, you might have seen. But she's a singer-songwriter, and she's trying to further her singing career right now, and I just finished filming one of her music videos, and I'm going to start editing it, and it's going to be out soon. And so one of my goals is to produce 3 of her music videos, and yeah, we're super excited about that. I hope you guys watch them. I've never made a music video before, so I'm blessed to have this opportunity. She's an amazing singer-songwriter also, and I'm super excited for where her journey is going to go, so super excited for that. I also started writing a book recently, so I want to try and write more of that and finish it. Not sure how big the book's going to be. It's kind of just an autobiography about my life in a way. It's called The Man I'm Meant to Be. I think that's what I named it. I don't even remember exactly. Again, English has never been one of my strong suits. I'm not good at grammar. I'm not good at anything. So just to be able to write a book and, like, maybe have people, like, actually want to read it and stuff would be such a huge thing for me, because, again, English, I had a tutor until I was in high school, and I got held back in kindergarten. I've always been older for my class. I've never been dumb. I just can't, like, I'm just not good at that type of stuff. So if I had a book out that someone would like read, like that'd just be crazy, but I'm gonna do it anyways. I want to get my passport and I really want to travel out of the country. I don't know if that will happen in 2021, but I definitely want to get my passport in 2021 and possibly book a trip for 2021 or 2022. Another goal I have is starting to upload on my YouTube channel again, which I talked about. I want to start drinking a gallon of water a day. I heard that's really good. I love water, so it shouldn't be a huge issue. I'm not a soda drinker, not really a juice drinker. So it shouldn't be a huge issue. It's just a matter of sometimes I'm busy doing other things and I just like forget to drink water, if that makes sense. But I do love water, so. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I have some other little minor ones. I would just want to keep starting new habits, being more productive and that type of thing. And yeah, but I'm not going to go into details about some of my other goals, but for the most part, those were all of my 2021 goals. And I'm just super excited to like get them going. I know it's already the third day of when I'm recording this, it's the third day of January. And I haven't really tackled any of them yet because, life still gets in the way and there's still things in life that happen. I'm currently cleaning my apartment, trying to get a roommate because of the situation I'm in, and it's all personal and whatnot, so I'm not really gonna get into it at the moment, but because of that, I haven't really got started, but I wanted to start today. Today kind of slowed down a little bit. I start work again tomorrow, so I just wanted to get a jump start on making some podcast and possibly going to start editing some more of my YouTube videos to post and start writing down some of my goals on a whiteboard to accomplish so I see them every day and make myself daily to-do list, like maybe read 30 minutes in the morning after I go to the gym, eat a good breakfast. Sorry for the outside noise. Sometimes planes fly over my apartment. You guys might be hearing it. But basically, like, I just want to get out and tackle 2021, and I hope you guys do too. Literally anything is possible as long as you set your mind to it. I know that for a fact. Anything I have put my mind to and done has been accomplished, and I know the more I do it, especially now, I'm 22, gonna be 23 in 6 months, and like, I know I just need to, like, I have all these dreams, aspirations, things I'm passionate about, things I've, like, started. It's like starting a book and not finishing it. I've started all these things. Now I just need to buckle down and finish them, like, and keep working on them, and new opportunities will present itself, and it's super exciting, this day and age and all the things you can accomplish and do. And I love seeing young people succeed. I think it's the coolest thing, watching young entrepreneurs on TikTok wake up every day early in the morning and either make a bunch of TikToks or content or do that and their YouTube and make or fitness people working out, sharing their journey, helping other people, or starting a brand at the age of 17, 18, and people just through TikTok being able to buy and all these things. Like, it's just cool to see that all these people are taking advantage of what we have our hands on and just seizing each day. And that's just something I want to do. I want to seize each day and not regret each day. Not that I regret it, but I don't want to wake up and be like, same thing, clock in, do my day job, go to sleep, wake up, do my day job, and just live the same day over and over. I want to make a name for myself. I want to make a name for my family, my future family. Like, I want to go out and make a difference. So, before I ramble on too long, because this podcast is already 20 minutes, but I'll catch you guys in the next episode. I'm not quite sure. I think my next episode might be me talking about how I just bought a car last month and I didn't know how to drive it when I bought it. So, stay tuned for that episode and I will catch you guys soon. Once again, my name is Liam and this podcast is called Going Through It. I'll see you guys later. Bye.